KPBS On Demand is supported by Project Blank, presenting Working Title, its fifth annual exhibition of art and music, featuring works by artists from across the San Diego region, including an immersive world premiere by Michelle Liu, May 28 through 30. Details at projectblanksd.org.
Welcome in, San Diego. It's Jade Hindman. On today's show, do encampment sweeps connect people experiencing homelessness to resources and housing? While the San Diego Union Tribune's Kristen Takeda tells us what her data analysis reveals. This is KPBS Midday Edition, connecting our communities through conversation. It's been nearly 3 years since the San Diego Council passed the unsafe camping ordinance. Proponents say it's reduced homelessness in the city, but new data shows a complicated picture of what homeless encampment sweeps are actually costing the city and those in the encampments. Joining me with more is Kristen Takeda. She's a watchdog and accountability reporter at the San Diego Union Tribune. Kristen, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Always good to have you here. So City Council narrowly passed the unsafe camping ordinance in June 2023. Remind us the details of the law and what it was hoping to accomplish.
Yeah, so basically it says that encampments are not allowed in public spaces. And more specifically, it allowed enforcement of the unsafe camping of encampment ordinance. It said that enforcement would happen at certain times of the day, and also said that at all times, regardless of shelter bed availability, encampments would not be allowed in certain spaces like near schools. But basically it said encampments are not allowed, and if there are no shelter beds available, then police could enforce the ordinance and ticket people or arrest people for camping.
Yeah, I remember that being the big thing. You know, if there are not enough beds, then how do you enforce the encampment sweeps?
And something else the ordinance did, sure, too, was it said that it laid out rules for how encampments could be abated or swept or cleared. Mm-hmm. So that's also a major thing that we focused on in this story.
Yeah. Okay. Well, tell me, I mean, how many sweeps has the city done since the law took effect?
So we counted about 16,000 since it took effect in July of 2023. So it's been happening pretty often. It's been happening a lot and on a regular basis. There are several that happen in a particular day or in a morning. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, so like, how do officials determine when to conduct a sweep? I mean, what drives them?
Yeah, so there's two things. One is there's actually a regular schedule that the city has for certain areas, especially in downtown or in East Village. There are some areas that are just swept regularly, like twice or three times a week even, just because the city knows that encampments are frequently in those areas, or people will come back and move their things back even after it's abated, or trash will accumulate. So they're thinking about all those things and just know that there are certain areas that they believe need to be swept often. And then the other major factor that I think influences where the city decides to sweep encampments is if they get complaints or reports about encampments through their Get It Done application, the sweeps are essentially a tool they can use to respond to those complaints and the reports.
Hmm. So all of that brings me to your story, because you looked at the data on this. What stood out?
So I think the biggest thing that stood out first was just the repetitiveness that we saw with which encampments are being abated in like the same places, the same locations. We mapped it out and saw like made it into a time lapse. So showing that, yeah, the places they're sweeping are repetitively swept over and over again. Sometimes it was like scores of times in a year, or more than 100, or like 100 times in a year for certain locations. So it just kind of raised a question of if this ordinance was meant to reduce homelessness or reduce encampments, has that been working, or what was the purpose or is it accomplishing what it's what it was meant to accomplish? Mm-hmm. And I think I'll go back to the ordinance. I think the one of the major reasons why it was passed was one is for like public health and safety reasons is what the proponents said it was for. And I think that was something we saw as we looked more into abatements too. One big, I guess, purpose that they're meant to serve is, you know, clearing trash and debris, and they also sanitize the sidewalks after they're like, clearing encampments. So city officials have wanted to, like, prevent, like, disease spread in encampments. So that was, like, a big argument for why these sweeps are happening. And so,
Well, I mean, you actually went out and saw some of the sweeps yourself. What mm-hmm. what did you observe there?
Yeah, so I guess, first of all, it starts with, like, a 24-hour notice, which is important to note. There are, I think advocates will say that's not enough time for people to clear out, but that's the amount of time that is given for people to move, so they'll post paper notices. And then during the actual sweeps, it's people, they have abatement crews come in and sweep up, like, basically everything that's left there. It could be tents, it could be furniture or trash or food, like food boxes, like a lot of, or clothing, piles of clothing. So anything that's left that people don't already move is taken. And so, and then there, we saw people are still there with their tents in a lot of cases. And so what ends up happening is there are police officers who accompany on the sweeps, and then they tell people that they need to move. And so they'll move across the street or down the street where it's not being abated. So it kind of goes back to that that question of, is this reducing encampments? But I think a lot of times people just have to move somewhere else, and then they end up still not having somewhere to go mm-hmm. permanently, but they just end up having to move somewhere else.
I mean, when proponents explain this and say that the hope is that it reduces homelessness, in what way is it supposed to do that?
I think the intention of the ordinance was to help connect people with services more. And that's supposed to be done through outreach that actually happens outside of encampment sweeps. The sweeps are more about, like, clearing the areas, but not so much about proactively outreaching to people and offering them services or shelter. But, I think what the data came back to and what interviews came back to, we found is that there's just not enough shelter beds. There's not enough places for people to go. There's not enough affordable housing. So it kind of raises the question of, where are you supposed to go if you're not allowed to be here on the street or in an encampment? But there's no other option a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. So even if shelter referrals are made, which they are, mm-hmm. A lot of the times a recent city audit looked at this data too and found that, there were tons of referrals happening and more happening after the ordinance passed. But the vast majority of referrals did not result in a placement mm-hmm. In a shelter. So
there aren't enough resources to go around here, it sounds.
Yeah.
It sounds like.
Yeah. I think that's what we found in, like, interviews have said.
Mm-hmm. What did you hear from those living in the encampments? I mean, how are these repeated sweeps affecting people?
Yeah. So some of them said they do appreciate that it helps keep the area clean, but several of them have lost a lot of belongings to sweeps. Some have said they've lost everything they own, like they've lost tents or money or their sometimes personal belongings, things they have from their families. And so it raises the question of, is this helping them, or is it sending them back further in homelessness if they're losing their items? But I guess what the city told us too is that they'll search belongings before throwing things away. And a lot of times people intentionally leave things that they don't need anymore. And that could be tense too. But yeah, so there's like a kind of some people will say that, you know, it's throwing away their belongings and sending them back. But the city will say, you know, people are intentionally leaving things behind.
Well, let me ask you this. I mean, how are outreach efforts and services impacted by these sweeps?
We talked to some outreach workers and said, like, they would they almost want more involvement or not involvement, but maybe greater notice ahead of time so that they can, provide more outreach to folks before they're told to move. I also heard from some folks who work in outreach that, you know, if people are being moved around by the sweeps, it can make it harder to follow up with people if you don't know where they are, if they move. I think one concern people have had about sweeps is they might push people into less visible spaces.
Mm-hmm. Where they're not able to be reached.
Yeah.
Well, so how much are these sweeps costing the city?
So the number we saw for the 25, I believe it was the 25 fiscal year, was about $7 million for encampment sweeps and abatements. And that doesn't include also the cost of paying police officers to supervise the abatements. So the city has police officers supervise each one. They say it's for the security of the abatement crews. And the police will also sometimes, like, you know, ask people if you've gotten shelter. But yeah, so that doesn't include that cost. And actually, the police officers' time is most often overtime too. So it's another kind of additional cost that we don't know the number exactly for that. But yeah, so it's a sizable amount of money for the encampment sweeps. Yeah.
Any idea of what it would take financially to meet the needs of people experiencing homelessness?
In general, I'm not. Yeah, I'm.
Yeah,
I, we
no
didn't.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so hard. Yeah. I feel like that's hard to. Yeah,
there's
quantify,
definitely a gap there. But well, I mean, is there anything that didn't make it into the story that you'd like to bring up?
I think, in general, there's a whole other world of, like, you know, how do we better provide or target services and for addressing homelessness. I think we tried not to get too much into all of that and try to focus more specifically on encampment sweeps and, like, what they look like and where they're happening, how much they cost and things like that. So it's really just one small
aspect
piece
of the
whole picture. But I just we just thought it was important to look at that one piece because it does have a large impact on the folks living there, and it is a big responsibility that the city, or a big task that the city has decided to take on. So
Well, overall, what did your analysis of the data reveal to you about the actual effectiveness of these sweeps and the city's approach to addressing homelessness?
I think it seemed to, like you mentioned earlier, it is like a complicated picture of is it working to reduce homelessness or not. I think a lot of people will say it does move people around, and I think just the repetitiveness of the encampments was what stood out the most. So on one hand, it does seem to serve or it does seem to play the role of, you know, like helping to address, you know, things like trash or reducing
and sanitizing the streets.
But I think a lot more needs to be done in order, or from what we've heard from people, a lot more needs to be done in order for homelessness to truly be reduced. And I think the biggest thing that people mentioned to us was the shelter bed availability. There's just not enough. So giving people a place to go instead of encampments is a big part of that, and helping them connect with services. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your reporting and insight on this. I've been speaking with Kristen Takeda, watchdog and accountability reporter at the San Diego Union-Tribune. Kristen, thanks.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
That's our show for today. I'm your host, Jade Hindman. Thanks for tuning in to Midday Edition. Be sure to have a great day on purpose, everyone.
KPBS On Demand is supported by Bilhau Plumbing, Heating, and Air Flood and Restoration Services. Family-owned and operated for over 46 years, Bilhau has been serving San Diego homeowners with home services since 1980. Bilhau's full-service team offers heating and air solutions along with dedicated flood and restoration services and an expert plumbing team. Their trained professionals are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to respond to both routine needs and unexpected emergencies. Bilhau is committed to providing excellent communication, transparent pricing, and quality workmanship on every job. Appointments can be scheduled by phone, online, or through live chat at their website. Call 1-800-BILHOW or visit bilhow.com, because we know how.